In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Today, the second Sunday in our Lenten journey, we have such a strange mixture of readings. We have a smoking fire pot, a flaming torch, animal carcasses, and then in the Gospel, a fox and hens. And from that wonderful Psalm 27, "The Lord is my light and my salvation, whom shall I fear?" So much complexity and possibility in these readings today. But I decided that in one sermon, it's not possible to cover them all. So the choice for me today is to highlight two key messages, one from Genesis and one from the Gospel. Firstly, from the Genesis reading, God's faithfulness is a key message. Faithful God is while Abraham doubts, complains, and is uncertain. God is the one who takes on responsibilities and individual risk and is the one who promises. Now, a lot has happened for Abraham before this in his life journey, but what we have today is a key part of that journey again. And yes, I know that we often hear about how wonderful Abraham's faith is. True, but here it is God's faithfulness that is the key. Abraham says, "How can I know that you are with me, God? And what sort of God are you?" "I will show you," says God. And God does all that is possible to demonstrate trustworthiness and reliability. Abraham does respond to God's approach of a sign in the multitude of stars, because God, he discovers, can be discerned in ordinary realities, what we might even call a sacrament. You know the definition of a sacrament? If you grew up learning I think it's in the 39 articles somewhere. A sacrament is an outward and visible sign of an inward and invisible grace. Well, the stars, an outward and visible sign. So, Abraham receives this as a sign of the power of God in his life, and he moves from protest to belief. His faith is not his own achievement, though. It is actually given to him by God. It is a miracle, Abraham's faith. He listens and responds to God's faithfulness. So let's move on to Luke's Gospel, where we find a focus, amongst other things, on the compassion and mercy of God that we see in Christ. Now, at this stage of the liturgical year, we are really hopping around Luke's Gospel. So if you are confused where we are in Jesus' life, you are not alone. We reflected on Jesus' temptations last week, and we've now jumped to the second half of the ministry of Jesus, skipping over his teaching and healing ministry in Galilee following the temptations. Now, we will return to some events in the first half of Jesus' ministry after Pentecost. So we've got to get towards the middle of the year. So yes, it is a little confusing in Lent. But at this point that we read today, Jesus is on a very deliberate way to Jerusalem. Jerusalem is very important because it will be the location of the passion and the death of Jesus, as well as his resurrection and ascension. All those things that we journey through ourselves in Holy Week to Easter Sunday. Now, just a couple of comments here before we get on to the key message. The Pharisees that are mentioned, we need to be clear, they are not the rabbis. They were actually one of four key breakaway sects of the time. The others were the Sadducees, the Essenes, and the Zealots. And each of those sects had their own emphases and beliefs. The word Pharisee actually comes from the Hebrew word parushi, which means one who separates. And the Pharisees were good at this. They were very strict in both tithes and purity law. So we're not quite sure why they're talking to Jesus at this stage and warning him about Herod and about the risk if he goes to Jerusalem, but they do. And what does Jesus say? Well, he's very blunt with the Pharisees, who warn him against going to Jerusalem. And Jesus has no hesitation about being political. Sometimes we hear that the church and those who speak for it should not be political, stick to the gospel. Well, the gospel says Jesus was political. Jesus says, amongst many other moments in the gospel, "Tell that fox, Herod, I will not be diverted. No threat of death is going to stop me." And he says, "On the third day I finish my work." Jesus is very clear about his mission and its eventual climax. You see, the fate of Jesus and Jerusalem are very closely intertwined. As a prophet, he will meet his fate, because it is impossible for a prophet to be killed outside Jerusalem. And what else does he say? "I must be on my way. I must." Coming from this little Greek word, day, that reverberates. Jesus says it again and again in Luke's gospel. And this must is about the divine imperative of love. The heartbeat of love reverberates through Luke's gospel. Jesus also speaks, as he speaks here, in the persona, we might say, of divine wisdom, Sophia, that we read about in the Hebrew scriptures so much. And he speaks in a lament that is a prelude to when he will later weep over the city of Jerusalem in Luke chapter 19. Here he says, "Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to it. How often have I desired to gather your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you were not willing." Have you thought before about the fact that God laments? That God weeps over those who do not turn to God and who reject what they are being offered by God. So there is a tragic tone in this prophetic lament. And we hear this is not condemning. Jesus is not condemning people. God is not condemning. God is lamenting. And then Jesus foreshadows what the people will shout when he enters Jerusalem riding on a donkey. We will come to that on Palm Sunday, won't we? "Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna." Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. These are words that we recite each week in our Eucharistic prayer. We anticipate, we acknowledge Christ among us. Now there's a beautiful and tender picture in the painting on the front of our booklets today. Yes, do turn to it. Because here the painter Stanley Spencer is calling on, depicting those very words we hear spoken today. And this painting is one of a series painted by the late artist Stanley Spencer. He painted a series of 8 paintings of Christ in the wilderness. So we contemplated Christ's experience in the wilderness last week. Now this painting today is the last, the 8th, that Spencer completed in a series of 8 amazing paintings. And I actually have, I forgot to bring it to the pulpit, it's just down there, but the little booklet where Archbishop Stephen Cottrell of York reflects on 5 of the paintings, including this one. And so there are 5 paintings depicted. So Stanley Spencer grew up in England, in Cookham, near Newbury. And he originally planned to do 40 paintings, but only 8 have been completed. And I said, and those 8 are now located in the Art Gallery of Western Australia in Perth. So if you go over to Perth, well worth going to look at these 8 amazing paintings. Spencer is known for finding intense spiritual reality in everyday events, many of them located around his hometown. And he believed that even the tiniest little thing could bear the imprint of God. And he painted lovingly in that detailed way. And of course, we hear Christ today focusing on minute detail, talking about tiny chicks and the mother hen. The picture of Jesus that you have there and in the other paintings that Spencer did is of a powerful, stubble-bearded figure encircling the mother hen, who is herself encircling her baby chicks. So again, well, we have here an image of that desire of God to hold things together as long as possible and protect the loved ones. Now, can you see the cockerels patrolling outside? Well, Jesus is protecting the chicks from the cockerel. And perhaps you can even see there a little bird, a different bird, not one of those chicks, that's making its way into the circle. And it's going to be welcomed into that circle also. Why is it depicted like that? Because Jesus in his ministry is God's deep compassion for all humanity, outsiders as well as insiders. And as Jesus in his ministry cares for the sick and the outcast, he is deeply moved, as we know, by human suffering. So Jesus, comparing himself to a mother hen using her wings to shield her chicks from danger, is so appropriate. Well, as we traverse these 40 days of Lent, we may become aware, as many do, of a longing within ourselves for a deeper spirituality. We began last week to contemplate a very human Christ in the wilderness. And Spencer's paintings, I think, draw us further into contemplating Christ's humanity. We think upon Christ, contemplating minute details of nature in the wilderness and also later on He uses all these details in his parables. And in the ultimate expression of this, Jesus is moved by compassion to enter into humanity's deep suffering as he journeys to Jerusalem, towards death itself, where he will rescue and bring us near to God. So we ourselves are challenged to walk with Jesus on this journey, to allow ourselves to be moved by the pain of others, to embrace those who hurt, and to embody the compassion or mercy of God in companionship with Christ. So the two messages that I've focused on today: God is utterly faithful because God is with God's people always. And the most important thing that we need to know about God is that God loves us, is merciful towards us with compassion. What did Jesus say to the Pharisees? Listen, listen, and listen, Jesus says to us. How often have I desired to draw you to myself? Do not turn away from my voice, for it is the voice of love. Amen.